Here is your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the site of our project. And we're very, very excited about what's happening here.
As crews worked in the background, politicians from all levels of government on Monday officially announced millions in funding for a new cooperative housing development in Liverpool. Queen's Neighborhood Cooperative Housing is building 30 rental units on Lawrence Street that will likely be ready by November 2026. South Shore St. Margaret's MP Jessica Fancy, Queen's MLA Kim Maslund, and Region of Queen's Mayor Scott Christian were among those on hand for the announcement of more than $11 million from the federal and provincial governments for the project. Fancy said the federal contribution of just under $7 million in low-interest loans will help secure affordable housing for many in the area.
The project being announced today will give more to our neighbors, the safety and the stability of home, 30 new homes to be exact, and it's a chance for a fresh start for many, including some of our most vulnerable people in our community.
The province is contributing just under $5 million through its Department of Growth and Development. Maslund applauded the passion, dedication, effort, and grit of the co-op's board members.
Plain and simple, we need more affordable housing in our community, and it is because of organizations like Queen's Neighborhood Cooperative Housing that more people will have a safe and affordable place to call home.
The Region of Queens sold 4 lots to the group in 2023 for a dollar and rezoned the area to pave the way for the development. It also committed $203,000 for project management and architectural fees. Mayor Scott Christian said the municipality is looking at other properties it can give to groups like this one to help spur more affordable housing in Queens.
This is a step in the right direction. We all know that we need to do a lot more. We have a lot of folks who need access to affordable, accessible, barrier-free housing, and I commend these folks in terms of their environmental stewardship and working toward net zero emissions too, because we also need to build homes in a way that's climate resilient and is appropriate for the future.
The 30 fully accessible apartments will include 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, and 3-bedroom units. Targeted toward seniors, they're also available for anyone who meets the application criteria. Rents will be based on income, but the maximum charge for a 1-bedroom will be $790 a month, just over $1,000 for a 2-bedroom, and about $1,100 for a 3-bedroom apartment. Michael Blair is a housing consultant working with the co-op on the Lawrence Street project.
We're thrilled to finally have the funding both by the CMHC through the Cooperative Housing Development Program and through the province with the Nova Scotia Department of Growth and Development announced. You know, now we're able to tell the story about the exciting new neighborhood that we're building.
He said the project's net zero passive design means that tenants won't have to worry as much about rising energy costs.
Building with highly energy efficient mechanical and electrical systems, triple glazed windows, extra insulation. What all those things do contribute to the long-term sustainability of the co-op, of the neighborhood, and kind of insulates it to a certain degree from you know, increasing energy costs, which thus make Queen's Neighborhood Cooperative Housing be able to provide long-term those units that are being built now affordable and keep them affordable long-term.
Rental applications will probably be posted on the Housing Co-op's website in the spring. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.